friend, and neighbor. This is Phil Nee wishing you happy trails until we talk again later. From WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, there could be a few slippery stretches out there today, so take it a little slower. We're at 13 degrees at 9 o'clock. Our update from ABC News this hour is next and sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a surprise announcement last night, President Biden pardoned his son Hunter, the president accusing his political opponents of trying to break Hunter Biden, the president saying in trying to do that, they've tried to break him as well. President-elect Donald Trump announcing he plans to fire FBI Director Christopher Wray and will appoint loyalist Kash Patel to the position. Heavy snow as millions drive home from Thanksgiving, alerts in seven different states, including parts of western New York. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
In Watertown, New York, off Lake Ontario, more than 3 feet of snow fell, with drivers stranded along I-81. Plows working to keep road conditions safe. The Buffalo Bills stadium packed with snow.
Still chipping away, though.
Fans digging out their seats and plows working to clear the field before kickoff.
The Israeli government reporting that American-Israeli hostage Omar Natria was among those killed in the Hamas attack last year on October 7th. This is ABC News. If you're stressed out this holiday season, you're not alone. The holidays can strain mental health and relationships, but there are ways to navigate the season.
The holidays are joyous, but can also be taxing. Some who have lost loved ones could also feel the loss around this time of year of gathering. And the weather and shorter days can lead to sad, seasonal, affective disorder. Psychiatrist Ajua Smalls-Monte and ABC News contributor has some tips on how to beat the blues.
Going outside, getting more sunlight during the few hours of daylight that we have. You can also do light therapy.
Or she says talk to your doctor for more options if you're feeling depressed.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. A terrifying scene outside Chicago on Sunday. A shirtless man entering a senior living facility with a chainsaw confronting residents. Tom Lapis lives nearby.
It's our neighborhood, so, you know, very scary. It scares us, but I'm sure it's a one-time incident.
Yeah. Officers had to shoot and kill the man. This is ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Pamela's Black Friday sale will start Friday at 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. For Small Business Saturday, it is 9 to 5, Sunday 11 to 3, and Monday 10 to 5. And we will feature our fun Black Balloon Pop Sale. Find a perfect balloon and save 10 to 50% off of your purchase. It's a great time to shop for the holidays at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the upper 20s today with a few breaks of sunshine. Northwest winds at 5 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 15. For Tuesday, partly sunny and 29. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 23. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, windy and milder. A few snow showers possible and a high of 37. And Thursday, breezy and cooler with a high of 23.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we are grateful that you are shopping locally this holiday season.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. Our regular monthly guest, Todd Coppernall, is in to join us. He is the mayor from the city of Richland Center on this Monday. I think this is the first snow we can track a cat here officially in Richland Center, isn't it, Mayor Todd?
Yeah, I believe you're right, Phil. I noticed on the drive in today a little bit of a snow cover on some of the city streets, and I did need to slow down a little bit to make the safe drive across town and pay attention to some of the other drivers. It's that time again, so please be diligent driving on winter roads.
Indeed. We look around the beautiful lights downtown, and you know, we should also transition and mention the Rotary lights. They're back and open and in style again, aren't they?
Yeah, two things on that. I think the downtown lights look great, so thank you to everyone involved in getting those put up. I've had many compliments actually from people that drove through and saw that. But the Rotary lights, I've actually had, and this does happen every year, and this is a compliment to every single person involved with the Rotary Lights project. I've had people telling me they're the best ever this year, and I think I hear that every year. But people mean it. I mean, for a community our size, the display we get down there really is impressive, and people enjoy it, and they come from all around this area now to see our lights. So get out, see the Rotary Lights again this year, and thank you to everyone who made that possible again this year.
Well, we talk about tourism all year long, but you talk about how many people and families that brings in from a wide area, Todd.
It really does, and we track the zip codes. If you've ever gone through the lights, you know you get asked how many people in your vehicle and what's the zip code, where are you from. And when I've worked the lights, you get a lot of, it's what you think, you know, Richland Center, Cazenovia, things like that. But you get Boscobel, Viroqua, you get Reedsburg, you get people. I've had people tell me that they were driving down the highway and actually heard on the radio that there were Rotary lights, and so they pulled in and went, and they're from who knows where on their way to a holiday event, sometimes pulled off the interstate and came down here, which really surprised me when I heard that. But yeah, it pulls people from all over Southwest Wisconsin and sometimes from further than that if they're home for a family event or something.
Indeed. Makes you proud to be the mayor, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that feels good, you know, because you see the success. It's a winner. That project is a complete and total winner for everyone involved and for our community.
When we look at some other positives right out of the gate, I heard through the grapevine that the Center Cinema had a really nice weekend.
Yeah, I was on the phone last night with Mr. Tony Johnson, one of the owners down there, and they actually had their best weekend. This is not including anything at the outdoor. We're strictly talking about the Center Cinema Indoor Theater downtown in Richland Center had its best weekend since the current ownership bought the place. And more than once, they actually had to turn people away. And I can't think of the last time I heard that. You know, this is not happy. I heard Viroqua's theater is closed now. It's gone. that happened just up the road, and our theater was turning people away. And that was a really well-organized event. It takes popular movies, which they had, but some good organization. I believe the Chamber of Commerce was involved in promoting this last weekend, and it was a runaway hit. So you can imagine how excited Tony was on the phone last night.
Yeah. Moana 2, I think, was the big draw.
That's correct. And then Wicked.
And Wicked.
So they had two hit movies at the same time and multiple showings and well promoted and people ready to help. And they got tremendous response. And it kind of, you can imagine the energy that put into the whole staff down there.
Tony was on with his podcast on Friday, which he normally does, and he said, get there early. And he wasn't kidding on those movies, was he?
No, he was not. And you remember the days, Phil, from this is years ago, remembering my dad's barbershop was right across the street. A big hit movie would have a line right down to the Rexall Pharmacy on the corner sometimes.
It would.
Once in a while. Well, this would be the modern-day equivalent. You know, the line wasn't on the sidewalk all the way down, but the tickets were just as gone. So, when you want to go, get down there. Don't be late, because once in a while that still happens. It's kind of exciting. I don't want anyone to be turned away from a movie, but to know that that demand exists in our community was kind of fun to hear.
Since the last time you were here, anything new on the Panorama Estate situation?
Yeah, actually, I had been hopeful that perhaps on today's program I might be announcing something there. I can't do that. We're close, we believe. I think everybody involved believes, the people on the city side of this and also the developer, the builder, I think we're very close on language, on an agreement that gets construction going on buildings 2 and 3. I can't announce it today, which is disappointing, but I think we're very close.
That's good news. And I noticed some other area communities putting up some places to live. I was by Reedsburg recently, and lots of buildings going up there right across from the school. So, I mean, it's good to see a town is doing well and maybe building on its population a little bit for the future, right?
And it certainly does look and feel as though that will be the case. I believe we'll get those apartments, and also, and that would be a total of 92 new units, by the way. That's not small. That's a huge development in a city our size. And then also, we are still working, continue to work with a very energetic group that wants to put around 23 new houses, single family houses as well. Again, that's going to be a little bit before we're ready to move forward. It's just more complex. It's some land up higher on a hillside. That means it's just more challenging to do the build. You have to make sure there's, you know, adequate water pressure at that elevation. You have to have a stormwater runoff plan because, of course, there are houses down the hill from there. You have to make sure streets are adequate that aren't there yet, things like that. So it's just more planning and, I guess, engineering involved getting ready for a project like that. But the builders, Mr. Mike Lamont and Ms. And Ellen, a lot of people still know her as Ellen Keller, Ellen Phyllis's daughter, are the two that are involved in that project, and they've been wonderful to work with. I absolutely believe at this point that we'll get there on that project as well.
This is your final visit for this year, which hardly seems possible. Here we are in December today, Todd, but as you look back on the year, some things that you're happy about and proud of in the city?
Yeah, it was a different year this year. I think the elections we had, first of all, the spring election here that affected a lot of city positions and county as well. And then, of course, the huge election in November, which took place since the last time I was here. I think I was here the day before Election Day. And obviously the presidential election, but also U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, state senator, state assembly, all of this, all on that same ballot. And we know all the noise it created. Honestly, in some respects, it really proved to be a distraction. It wasn't fun, even at the local level. And it's because of the divisive nature that we had. There's a lot more to talk about than this. But looking back on this particular year, that's one of the things I'll take away from it, is what happened here and everywhere around this country going through the election cycle, which I think was pretty crazy, honestly, this time. I mean, there's people walking around grumbling about it a month later. Sometimes that happens, sometimes not, but that happened. I'm very pleased, and I want the public to know this. In the summer, we had a public hearing on the future of the Utility Commission, and a lot of emotion came out, which I thought was a really good thing. We had a full room, definitely, down at City Hall. A lot of local residents came and shared their feelings, and of course, the members of the city council did, I did, several other people as well. And what I'm going to say came out of that has been completely positive. I think things are going great down there now. Scott Gold is now the utility manager, a position that had not existed before. I believe communication is markedly improved because mostly for that reason, there's a go-to person with some authority that, you know, a position that just hadn't existed before. And Scott has worked very well with the city administrator and the city public works director. Good information is getting to the city council and also getting to the utility commission. And I want to also give some credit to Mr. Scott, Mr. Scott Saul, who is the president of the utility commission. And Scott has worked very hard and has been very open about how he has learned some new things, and he has an appreciation now for where things have gone. It wasn't fun to go through for me or anyone else involved, I'm sure. Not at all, but it has produced some really positive results now, and I'm very happy with the outcome, which, of course, is the point.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Police union, that was in the news recently as well. Is that all good to go for the next couple of years?
Yep, new contract for our local with our local police. Some of you know this. In case you don't or if you've forgotten, Act 10, which was passed during the Scott Walker administration, eliminated the labor union for municipal employees with the exception of police, who were allowed to keep theirs, and therefore they have union representation. And it was time for a new union contract, which has been negotiated, and it's a new two-year deal. And I want to thank everyone involved there, too. The city administrator, Ashley Oliphant, city attorney, Michael Wendell, everybody on the city council, every one of them, all eight alder persons, and also all of our police, all of them, from Chief Jones on down to the newest hires. I cannot imagine a society without good police. I can't. What would we do? Who would you call in an emergency, right? And we are blessed to have a strong police force in our city. Good representatives, good people working hard, and they're there no matter what's going on. There they are. And so we were, we went through the process, the negotiation process, which again is never a good time, but a necessary thing. And we came to a positive conclusion, and the police are happy as well.
Okay. So in terms of, I'm sure there's always cost of living things that go into that.
Yeah.
And everything else.
That's the primary concern, right? Yep. When you look at it, what you're doing, it's not as complex. There are complexities in every one of them. But the idea is you're comparing where you are to neighboring communities, right? And what's, I guess you could say it this way, the going rate for police protection. And then, of course, work that within your budget. There could be cities paying more than you can just on your budget. But, of course, you want to make sure you're doing the best you can do for your people. And that's what happened.
How is it determined in terms of the size of the force, for a town of our size? How do you figure that out?
Yeah, that's a good question. I can't tell you how other communities do it. What we've done is the primary concern, do you have adequate coverage, right? I say this a lot, but I'm never going to stop because it's still true and it's critical. So we're one small city in our small county. We're the only city. That's unique. Richland County has one city, and that city's 5,100 people. It isn't Madison. So what a lot of people don't realize, I would bet, is that our city police assist in the county as well with their coverage. So it's not unheard of to have a city officer in Boaz or in Cazenovia or wherever if there's a need at a time like that. So what you're looking at is adequate coverage. Obviously, we're most concerned. Our force is there for the city. And that's what we base that on. But then from there, I think people should know that our officers help sometimes outside of the city limits within the county because it needs to be done. It just needs to be done. So all of this, you got to start with what is adequate coverage? How many officers do you really need? And then break it into what that costs, right? Police are very expensive. This has nothing to do with the individuals who are serving as police officers. This is not about them. The truth is it costs a lot to maintain a police force, just in the equipment, the training, the things you need to do to make sure you don't just have police, but that you have quality police, a quality force. It's very expensive. It's the majority of the tax levy that the city does. It's also true at the county. Candace would come down from the county, I'm sure, and say the same thing. It's the most expensive thing, really, that you buy. But can you imagine? I mean, it's mandated. You have to have police protection, but it should be. Again, I can't imagine trying to work without police. What would you do? From the simplest dispute to, you know, somebody's got a medical emergency, you get a cop then too. So, it's just, what's your population size? What do you think adequate coverage looks like? And then there's no way around it. You have to blend that with what can we afford.
And anything new on the ambulance service?
No, there's another meeting tomorrow night, the next meeting tomorrow night. So there was to have been a meeting about a week ago that was postponed. Otherwise, I would have more of an update today, but they're meeting tomorrow night.
Okay. And alternate side parking is underway now. It's that time of year again.
Everybody's favorite topic, right? In 2019, I was an older person at the time. It actually came through the Public Safety Committee, which I chaired at the time. We shortened it from 5 months of the year to three. And I know it made some people nervous then because, of course, in prior eras, we got a lot more snow in November and in March. We've done it now. It's been 5 years, and it hasn't been a problem at all to not have alternate side parking in either November or March. So here now, it's December 1st through the end of February, just 3 months long. And, of course, we just got into December. So please remember, if you park on the street, alternate side parking is now in effect.
Okay. Any thoughts that would change, like do it differently, like maybe only when there is snow, or is that kind of hard to measure?
Yeah, I mean, as it is, the city, of course, reserves the right to declare a snow emergency now. So if there's a nasty storm in the forecast, and certainly if we're getting a lot of snow, we can already do that and tell people they got to get off the street. And that's what, and we make municipal parking lots available when that happens too. I haven't had any recent conversations about amending it from where it is. Not to say that couldn't happen, but right now it's kind of working. And with going down from 5 months to three, we already made a significant move to sort of lessen that. And I honestly, there may be some, but I'm not aware of any other community that's gone that short. Some of them start in October, which in this era I think is ridiculous. We haven't missed it in November. You know, the big story was always the snow you get in the spring during the basketball tournaments, right? Mm-hmm. That was always the thing. Hasn't been. This will be our fifth lap around this track, and it hasn't been, and we've been fine. So obviously we could amend that policy. The city council could do that. They have that authority, but we really haven't needed to change off what we did 5 years ago.
Does Mayor Todd get a ticket, too, if he parks on the wrong side?
Oh, I'm sure I would. In fact, I think some of the police would really enjoy that if they got to. I did. You know, I never park in the street. I park in the garage, and when I was an older person, I left my car in the street once because my mom came to visit and was in the driveway, and I left my car in the street so she could get out rather than pulling in behind her. And I did forget to move the car, and I did get a ticket when I was an older person. And when I went to pay it, they enjoyed that a little much, I thought. It was funny. Not a big deal. But and I did do it, too. I just forgot to move the car, but I was in violation, and they did write me up.
Yeah, it does happen. But we encourage people, if there is a snow emergency, we do have those once in a while, and hopefully not this year. But if there is, listen here, because we'll direct you on where the lots are and things like that as well.
Of course, always. We get the information to WRCO as soon as we can. And I know the staff here has always been great about getting that reported right away. So, yeah, keep the radios on when the weather turns.
You had some successful public forums here in the past. Are you looking at doing another one of those soon?
We are. I don't have an announcement on it yet. I just want the public to be aware. Last year in the winter, I don't remember the date. I think it was in January, I think, that we did two forums on a Monday, and we did them in the banquet hall at the Phoenix Center downtown, one, I think, 11 a.m. and one at 6 p.m. The public could come and hear from representatives from the city, county, and school district and ask questions. And that was very well received. People were grateful that to know we were trying to collaborate where we could and also to understand that what we were working on. Well, we've been meeting this whole time. We try to meet once a month. There have been a couple that we didn't, but consistent meetings to prepare for what's next. And there will be another public forum, I would say, over the winter, but I don't have a date yet.
Okay. And what would be the goal of the next forum?
keep the public informed. So what's going on with the Richland School District, the county, and the city, and where are we trying to work together if we can to reduce spending? We're all in the same game here. Again, one small city and a small county. There are as many people in Waunakee as there are in Richland County, the entire county. However, a county has a lot more of a burden in terms of public services, police, fire, roads. There's a lot more going on in Richland County than there is in Waunakee, but we have the same number of people to draw from and to provide for in a much larger area and in a much more difficult terrain as well. So stay on your toes, city, county, and schools, and help each other where you can. And that's what we're trying to do. We've ushered in a new era of cooperation, collaboration whenever possible. Mostly a couple of reasons. One, to control costs if we can, when we can. And the other one is to just make sure the public knows what we're working on. We do that. We have public postings of all of our meetings. They're covered by both WRCO and the Richland Observer. We do have local press. I still find that a lot of people claim they didn't know one thing or another. We're just doing what we can to keep the public informed and the three entities to work together whenever we can.
Well, transparency is important, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And, you know, why not? And if there's a way, I'm not going to announce it yet, but we may have a pretty good example of this pretty soon, like real soon, between the city and the city utilities of looking at, you know, for instance, what equipment do we own, each group? And how often is it getting used? And is it still necessary? And if it's necessary, you know, if, let's just use a hypothetical, let's say the city owned a piece of equipment we used to use a lot, but now we just don't. However, whatever, the utilities could use it. We don't want them buying one when we have one. That's not the way it should go. That's not adequate representation of the people. Talk to each other, right? If somebody has something the other one could use and we can find out a way that doesn't hurt anything to do that, right? To collaborate, cooperate, and not cause a problem for anybody, we should do that. And those are the things we're working toward. And we may have an announcement, sort of a simple one, not a broad sweeping one, but an impactful, meaningful example of what I just said of leadership getting together, kind of doing a review and finding ways to be more efficient.
I'm sure you get questions all the time about the campus, and I know that's a county issue, but I'm sure the mayor gets a fair amount of questions on that, right?
All the time, as much as anything else that's going on in the community. I get asked about the campus a lot, and I also, people like to call me or come and see me with their suggestions for what could be or should be done with that property. I'm always open to that, to listening, to participating, tell you what I know, but I need to remind everybody every single time that is a county property. I am the city mayor. So sure, can I have some input? Yeah. Dave Turk, who's the county board chair, Dave and I have known each other for 40 years, and we get along well and we talk often. So anything that gets into my ears that could impact the county, he hears from me. But the most direct way, the best way to do that is to communicate your thoughts, your questions, concerns regarding the campus property to your representative on the county board or to the county board chair, who is Dave Turk. I guess I'll say it this way, like it or not, because who would like this? But they're the folks tasked with sorting this out. It's county property, and there's so much emotion around it and the history and expense. To be right to the point, those buildings need a lot of upgrades if they're kept. And if they're not kept, removing them would not come easily or inexpensively either. That's why this has been a drawn-out process. It needs to be one to make the best decision possible for the community. That property is critically important to the future of Richland Center and Richland County. The last thing anyone can afford to do is just leave it like it is, whatever comes next. And no matter what decisions get made, there's no way around the emotion. That campus was a huge part of generations of lives and families and so much impact. So any change out there, of course, is going to bring a lot of feelings. Nonetheless, the best choice has to be made, and the folks at the county are doing their best to get to the best conclusion.
It's interesting you mentioned emotion, too, because it's not only a Richland Center thing, but, you know, we hosted several exchange students for the years. One of them was back last summer and brought her parents, and she wanted me to take them out to the campus site just to show them where she went to school. And she was pretty emotional when we got there, and there's nothing going on.
Yeah, that is the worst part of this. It's not the only bad one, but that one, that emptiness for so many people that went there, I did. And it's just sad. And you're right. The exchange students, sure. Think of the impact that campus and by extension this community had on those lives. And when I say that, those international students, their lives, but also the lives of the families who hosted them. You just said it, Phil. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of families here who hosted multiple students through the years. And I've heard from a lot of those folks. This has really been a tough blow for those people that know what was lost. I guess that's the best way to say it. They feel the loss because they lived it on a really very, very human level of the impact that campus had on so many lives. Look, it is what it is. Nobody here is going to change it. The UW system made its decision a couple of years ago now, and they've done what they've done, and it's happening in several other communities now. Several more of the 2 years are being closed or have been. And what we have to do, we just don't have a choice. We have to move forward from where we are, and we don't have control over the decision that was made in Madison to close this campus. We can't change it here. Efforts were made to do that, and here we are. So no matter the feelings, we've got to find the best path forward, and I fully support the representatives of the county who are working to do that.
It'll be interesting to see how other communities handle it that are going through the same thing and what they do.
Yeah, and the same reactions, right? All the emotion and the loss that is felt. One thing that a lot of people here may not realize is not all of those two-year campuses are the same. So we had all this that many buildings here. Some of them didn't have as many. Well, to be right to it, it's harder for us than it is for them because the heating and cooling of the campus buildings is six figures a year out of the county budget. Wow, that's a lot, but it's because this campus was laid out with a very specific plan in its era in the mid-60s and went with that look that it has and that many individual buildings. Well, when you get to maintenance and to just upkeep and just every day running the heat and the AC, it's more money this way. And therefore, if you remodel, if you demolish, whatever you do, it's more money that way too. And that's just part of the story, but it's there. Each community affected by these campus closures is going to have to make these same choices. Nobody wants it. Who would? You just do your best. I mean, sometimes... Sometimes, Phil, life's not fair. That's a glowing example. I still hate it. And a lot of us did what we could to try to impact that differently and get a better outcome for the community. But we're here. So onward and best to the county as they continue to work through possible solutions at the campus property.
Mayor Todd Coppernell, our guest on The Morning Show, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.
Thanksgiving is come and gone, and it's somehow December, which means Christmas is in just over 3 weeks. Don't worry, you got this. Macy's Cyber Monday is here to help. Head to Macy's now, where you'll save big on the best gifts for everyone on your list. And best of all, they're all in one place. Easy. You'll find warm winter accessories, cashmere sweaters, and cozy coats for the whole family. Because, yep, it's December now. And while there's 3 weeks until Christmas, these deals only last until Tuesday at Macy's.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to covered drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Burnham Lumber of Rui wishes you and your family happy holidays. They would like to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for your winter project. Burnham's has crews willing to work through the winter and an auger that will dig through the frozen ground. You get the usual high-quality Burnham service and workmanship at a reduced price when you build in the winter. Keep your animals, equipment, and feed protected this winter in a Burnham building. Call today for a free quote. That's Burnham Lumber of Rui wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday season.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
On our morning show today, Mayor Todd Coppernall from the City of Richland Center is holding an office hour with us. He does that once a month, and we plan to do that in 2025. How fast the old years go, Todd?
Always. It's pretty crazy. I can remember being here to close the year last year, and it never seems like a year went by. You know, Kim and I were out doing some holiday shopping, our first Christmas shopping trip of the year, and we said that to each other. This can't be a year later. Since we were just standing here doing this, but it is, it always is, right? And they tell you that each year goes faster. And if, in case anybody doesn't know, Phil Nee just had a birthday.
Oh, that's right. He did.
He did. And I've been, he must, 46?
Yeah, that's what it
46.
Is.
46. Yeah, right.
You must have been on Richland Center's math team, weren't you?
Well, yeah. Hey, you know what, wise guy? That was a great segue by accident, Phil. If people didn't see it or hear it yet, the Richland School District just got a glowing review. Get Steve Board down here. The district did very well and some recent test scores, a really pretty dramatic improvement from just a few years ago. And that's true. That was a good joke you just told, Phil, but thanks for jogging my memory with it. That's true. The Richland School District should be very proud. The staff, parents, the kids, the students, we've got everybody involved, a lot of hard work, and results are coming now from that, and I'll let somebody from the district come down and give you more details, but the public should know that that's true. They should be very happy to see the effort and now those results coming from the Richland School District.
Indeed, and I think that's a good testament to the staff and the powers that be. They've kind of really gotten some things in place, it seems like.
They have, yeah. And I'm very pleased, but as for my high school career, to quote Rodney Dangerfield, I got no respect in high school either. I shared a locker with a mop. That was my high school career, but no, really, right now, good things happening at the school district, and on the fun side, the production of Grease that they did.
Wasn't that good?
It was good. A lot of talent in the community, a lot of effort, like to see it. So congratulations again, one more time, to everybody associated with the Richland School District. A lot of positives coming out of there of late.
Those test scores, I don't know how they compare with the late 80s at Richland Center when you were there.
We didn't actually allow those to be published in the 80s. Phil, it's a long story. Long time ago. Phil, let's talk about today. In all sincerity, though, happy birthday, Phil. I think it was Friday or something, just a couple of days ago.
It was.
And you started on the air here 86?
That's right.
God, man, I was 19.
Wow.
And I remember hearing you do commercials, and it was a new voice at the time, and I didn't know you then. And you were funny. You were funny in the commercials. I still remember one you did for Town & Country talking about how they had skilled technicians down there. And you kind of said, don't take it. Ron said, don't take your appliances anywhere else for service. And then the Phil Nee voice comes in, and this is supposed to represent a competitor. And remember, this was the 80s. So, and Phil said, always wanted to work on one of them VRCs. And of course, VCRs were in every household.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that stuck with me. For whatever, 38 years?
I don't recall that one at all, but I'm sure it happened.
And a lot of good ones for several different businesses, but somehow that stuck in my head. As who's this new guy, man? That was pretty funny. Just the delivery was good. It still is. So congratulations on your birthday and the long tenure here.
Thank you. Well, I've been very blessed, that's for sure. So, you not often you can work in your home area and have a lot of fun.
And you know what? This needs to be said. Because it doesn't get said enough. So just as Ron Fruit was in his many years on the air here, Phil, you're very respected in this area. You're a friendly voice. People who don't even know you consider you a friend because you're in their home or in their vehicle. That voice they know. And so I think you should know that. And I think Ron should know that too. And it's not just the two of you, all of the staff down here that gets on the air. But I mentioned that because both Ron and Phil had such long careers here. But there's no doubt about it. People talk to me about the friendly voice on the radio that is Phil and was Ron. And I want to make sure that I address that publicly and thank both men for their long service to this community. This is still a vital resource to the Richland Center area. There's no doubt about it. I know that just based on how many people tell me they hear me on here, and I'm only here once a month. They hear you on here all the time, Phil. Thank you for everything that you do down here for the community.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. It's radio has to remain relevant, in the small towns and the rural areas, and, I think that we give it a shot anyway.
So. No, think about how many communities don't have this. We've got local sports live, real time, updates all the time from the school boards, the city council, county board, all of that. It's real local news. Look, guys, Channel 27, no offense, ABC Madison's not coming out here to cover a county board meeting or a city council, and they're not going to tell you, they're not going to put live broadcasts of a softball game that your kid or grandkid might be in. WRCO does those things. It's a wonderful local resource, and so many times not the only time. Thank you to everyone who works down here, but so many times the voice at the mic is Phil Nee.
Appreciate that. If we reminisce a little bit, I was thinking about, you know, you mentioned the theater and the success over the weekend and people lined up, but I was thinking about some of those broadcasts we used to do from downtown and even the Richland Square across the road when Santa would arrive and some of those memories. And you probably remember the old Santa Claus house right down in downtown Richland Center, right?
Of course I do. I sure do. When I was a little kid, my mom took me to see Santa Claus, and I didn't realize till 2 days later that I might have met him once before, you know, when I sat on the gentleman's lap and said, "Hello, Santa," as a little boy. It was a familiar voice, a friendly voice, and that's another small town thing, right? Santa's here, and it's always going to be a welcome and warm meeting. And how many times, you know, parents standing in line with their kid, those traditions, those small town traditions that I think we all still enjoy when we can.
Sure. Yeah. And we have several pictures at home when we put up all of our decorations of our kids, little kids, but Wilmer and Shirley Brathwaite, you know, for many,
yeah,
many years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they stood in as Santa's helpers.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And one Santa's helper wasn't the big guy himself. He was busy. But his helper that showed up was Mr. Claire Haig.
Oh, sure.
When I was a kid, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. It was a great experience. I mean, here I am, 57, still talking about
still
it.
Remember.
Great experience. Small town stuff. Okay, before we go, I want to touch on something very serious. And then I want to touch on the election process for the spring election. It's holiday time. Okay, wonderful time for me and for so many other people, but a very challenging time for a lot of people too. It just is. I think winter weather, all the darkness, the seasonal effect stuff definitely affects some people. I know it does. Holidays bring out somehow sort of the best emotions and the worst sometimes for people. It's not the same for everyone, so please don't assume it is. And we're talking now about mental health and talking about two things. Please, if you need help, reach out. If something's on your mind troubling you, please say so whenever possible. Find a friend, find a neighbor. You know, call 911. If something's on your mind and you're really struggling. And on the other side of that, please pay attention to the people around you. You know, if you can help somebody or if you just wonder what's going on, have a conversation. Just could be friendly and upbeat. Doesn't have to be heavy, but just be present. And the point is, in life, so much going on all the time in each individual life, and we all have our own challenges all the time. But the point, guys, is we really are in it together, especially in a small community where so many of us know each other and interact with each other consistently. So Richland Center, Greater Richland Area, I just want to sort of put a reminder out there. If you need help, help is available. And if you can help, I sure hope you will. Just sort of looking out for each other. That's all I'm asking for. Just look out for each other. We need each other. We always have. In the big picture, we do all over the world. People depend on each other. But when you bring it home to this small place where so many families have been part of this culture for so long and know each other so well, that or if you just moved in 6 months ago, be part of what happens here. And please look out for one another. If you could, and remember that the holidays are a very warm, special time for a lot of people, but they are not that at all for a lot of other people. So make yourself available if you can. I'm asking, please, to do that. Okay, next. Spring election will be here before you know it. It's winter now, but in April every year, a bunch of the seats on the county board, half of the seats on the city council up for election. Representative government does not work without representatives. It takes people. If you don't run, if nobody wants to serve, you get who you get, or you get no one at all, and then the system doesn't work. So I'm reminding people that it's about that time. We'll get an announcement out. I'm sure it'll be talked about at tomorrow night's city council meeting, and we'll get Joanne to report on the air down here. But it's about that time when you can pull papers to nomination papers to get on the ballot to run for city council, and I'll leave it to the county folks to talk about their seats that'll be up. But in the city, every time in the April election, one half of the seats, one half of the eight, so four, one in each district, there are four districts in the city, one in each one, will be up for election in April. And if you'd like to be on the ballot, get out and get papers. You go down to the city clerk's office to do that. Or if you know someone that you think would be a good representative, encourage them to run. We cannot do democracy and representative government if we don't have people who want to serve. So get out there, guys. School boards, county boards, city councils, it takes local people with some passion and energy that want to impact. When you're elected and you're part of the process and you're helping to make small choices and large ones, you're not impacting just today. You're impacting future generations. That really attracted me to running for office, and I'm proud of it. And I think a lot of the people who have done it are proud of it. But there's always going to be the next open seat or seats where we need the next wave of people. So please, if you think you have it in you, please consider running. Any questions, contact me, and we'll get some formal information to Joanne for the WRCO News.
Our next visit will be in 2025, and let's talk about maybe looking ahead to the future a little bit. Does the mayor set goals?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I mentioned on here the Panorama Estates Apartments, which would be 92 units, and the housing development we're calling the Lamont Subdivision. I believe 23 houses, might be give or take one. Depends on how the project gets laid out. But in that area, houses like to see construction begun on those apartments, like to see if we can construction on the first house out there, if that can be done within the calendar year. There's a lot that goes into it. We are working on improvements at our airport, working hard on that. Hopefully have some announcements there too. And just continue to look for ways. One thing that challenges all of us, and it makes me crazy sometimes, there are some retail businesses that would like to be part of our community, and the challenge is the same every time. Where? Available land, buildable land that's not floodplain or on a steep hill. Look where we are. It's harder than it looks. If you don't think about it, you might miss this. It's harder than it sounds here compared to a lot of other communities. And we're working to find to open that door a little bit wider, and maybe we can announce one or two of those in the next year. So my focus won't change. It is economic development. There's a lot of other things that have to be done, but my focus is economic development. I've announced before this will be my last term, which means in April at the election I will be starting my last 12 months, my last year. And I'm very happy in a lot of ways with things that the city's accomplished while I've served. But that's the two big ones: getting that housing really moved forward to get some population growth, which I think can be attained, and then try to get a couple of these businesses that have shown sincere interest. And that's going to take it's about the land, just right to it. It's about where's the location, how do you get it done, and who's going to pay for that, right? You can't just throw it on the tax roll all the time. So challenging but invigorating, and those are the things I will be working on with the city council in the next year.
Yeah, we've talked about that in the past with new businesses as well. You can't just wave a magic wand. You'd like to, but you have to deal with DOT lots of times, depending on the location and things like that as well, don't you?
You do. The DOT, maybe the DNR. It's hard to – a lot of people don't realize how much of our area is considered floodplain designated by FEMA at the national federal level. Nobody here can change that. If they say it's floodplain, then it is. That means you can't build there, or if you do build there, it's going to be a lot more expensive than you think, because you're going to have to put a bunch of fill in there and raise that place up and all of this stuff. If the land that might be available does not have utility infrastructure, so are the pipes underground for water, sewer? Is the electric there? Is there a street nearby? If it's running off a highway, does it need the access point? Does it need improvement? Will the DOT even allow it? Has the soil been tested for contaminants from something that may have been there in the past? It's a long list. And then at the end of all that, can the prospective business agree on a price for the land with the landowner? And then, you know, if the city does have to be involved, most often that would be about the infrastructure. What's that cost look like, and how do you do that without hitting taxes, or at least as minimally as possible on the taxpayer? And so a lot goes into it. But I want people to feel optimistic in this light. One significant change from a few years ago is we've got legitimate interest from some brands that had not had that interest. They stopped saying they don't want to be in Richland Center, and the conversation has gone to, well, where and how? And that's what we're trying to work through. And then always on the housing, if you really want to get more businesses interested, you get more people. And you can't get more people without more homes. And too many people who work in Richland Center live somewhere else. And most often that was because they struggled to find the home they were looking for in our community at the time. So we're trying to take that barrier out of the way and making significant progress. I think we'll have some good announcements on that in the coming year. And just stay focused on those business opportunities too. And just working the challenges. The fiscal challenges are not, they're a little scary. All these referendums, so many cities, so many school districts, again and again and again. And when you have to understand, when the city of Madison, with all of its resources, went to a referendum for $22 million from its people, oh my goodness, what does that say for smaller places? Mm-hmm. And you saw it in this last election, how many referendum election results came in.
And the city of Barilou has had some issues as well.
Yes, they have. And now Reedsburg was going to referendum, and places much closer to home than Madison and much more like us than Madison will ever be, fighting the same fight. And look at all the school districts. Ithaca, they weren't lying. They said, this might be the end of us if we don't do that. They're not the only ones. I'm not even close. Well, I don't have the silver bullet. My point is, those referendums are not likely to stop. The city hasn't had to do one, and I don't know if they ever did, but not in recent years anyway. We're trying to keep it that way, and it's getting harder to do, and I know the folks at the county feel the same way. So, again, working all the time on ways to control costs and be more efficient, represent the taxpayers as best we can, bring in the new opportunities whenever we can, and always keep an eye on, a thought on, the impact it'll have on the taxpayer. You can't overlook that, and we're not doing that. Before we close, I won't be back on here until after the holidays, which seems crazy, until we're through the holidays. So I'm not telling anyone else they have to say this, but I'm telling everyone that I will. Merry Christmas from Mayor Todd.
There you go. Thank you so much, Mayor Todd. We'll see you in the new year.
Thanks for having me on, Phil.
You bet. Mayor Todd from the City of Richland Center, our morning show guest today.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1880.